Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. Today is the day after the primary election and the closely watched Democratic race for mayor. Many races are still undecided. Ballots from ranked choice votes still have to be processed. Let's get the election recap from the 1010 Winds newsroom, and here's our Glenn Chuck.
In the race to succeed Bill de Blasio, Democrat Eric Adams now leading after the first round here, 32% of the vote. Maya Wiley, 22%. Catherine Garcia at 20, a strong third. Now, Adams, a former police captain who co-founded 100 Blacks in Law Enforcement, addressing his supporters in Brooklyn last night.
If we can beat the pandemic of a virus, we can beat the pandemic of a violence in our community. Let's come together to do so.
Andrew Yang already conceding he won't be mayor. Curtis Sliwa wins the Republican nomination. With 207,000 absentee ballots starting to be counted on June 29th, this final certification of this race will not happen for several weeks. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds News.
I'll keep it here, and you can find more election results at 1010winds.com. Curtis Sliwa won the Republican primary, but just told us here on 1010 Winds Live he is not focusing on any specific Democratic candidate.
I prepare for a campaign against a Democrat survivor. And first off, just like I do each and every day, I took the subway.
I'll keep it right here on 1010 Winds as we continue to interview the candidates on this day after the primary. A family right now frantically searching for a teenage Bronx mom and her baby who've been missing for more than a week. Cops are on it, too. They say 16-year-old Katherine Thomas and her 3-month-old son, Joshua Castillo, were last seen by a relative back on the evening of June 13th at their Bainbridge Avenue home in the Fordham Manor neighborhood. The NYPD says the young mom was involved in some sort of a family dispute before she left the home. Images of the two are up on our website, 1010winds.com, so if you know anything about their disappearance, you can call Crime Stoppers. About this vote now, the Rent Guidelines Board is voting tonight on increases for the city's 1 million rent-stabilized apartments. This year's range is a 0 to 2% increase on one-year lease renewals, a 1 to 3% increase on two-year leases. The new increases kick in October 1st. The public hearing runs from 4 to 7, and you can watch it on the board's YouTube channel. There has been another anti-Asian attack in the city. This time a man followed an Asian woman at 6th and 26th in Chelsea on Monday afternoon, kicked her in the back and thigh and yelled anti-Asian slurs. A Good Samaritan got involved. The man threatened. He had a knife. He ran off. The suspect caught on surveillance camera. No arrest just yet. A hate crime investigation in Queens today. Cops are searching for the suspect who attacked a Muslim couple in South Ozone Park Sunday night. Video shows the man following a 31-year-old man and a 24-year-old woman on Lefferts Boulevard making anti-Muslim statements, then punching the man in the back and tugging on the woman's hijab before punching her, too. The couple was okay physically. The suspect, an hour later, followed another couple making anti-Muslim remarks again and punching just the woman this time before running off. To the Upper West Side now, where the statue of T.R. Teddy Roosevelt is being taken down from the front of the Museum of Natural History. Here's 1010 Winds reporter Samantha Liebman.
The vote Monday night by the city's Public Design Commission was unanimous to remove the Teddy Roosevelt statue from the front of the Museum of Natural History. The museum's Dan Sleppen says it's about perception rather than the intent of the creators.
Any view the hierarchical composition of the statue as racist because the visual construct appears to portray the superiority of the white race.
The statue depicts Teddy Roosevelt on a horse high above an African-American and Native American man. Robert from the Bronx disagrees with the decision.
I think it's silly.
Why?
They're actually hugging his leg. He's showing friendship to them. They're right alongside him.
It will be moved to an institution dedicated to the former president on long-term loan from the city, which owns the museum property. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds on the Upper West Side.
Well, you have certainly heard a lot about gun violence during the course of the city's mayoral campaign.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.